stage, lined up. They can receive their awards. We're going to hear just a few words from each of them, but please don't be shy. Doc is going to present them with a beautiful award that we have for them, but we couldn't do it without our honorees who are all here. So if we could have you all come up on the stage, that would be wonderful. There you go. Having a big collective round of applause right now as they will be coming to the stage and just saying a few words. I'd like to first introduce someone whose generosity has overwhelmed us here. She's raised over $70,000 herself for this event this year. We couldn't do it without her. We want to thank her so, so much. Please put your hands together for the president and CEO of Fashion Group International, ladies and gentlemen, Margaret Hayes.
Okay, guys, what we need is a moment. A moment. We got five honorees here who have worked very hard. What we need is your attention. We will only speak for 1 moment. 1 minute at the most. At any rate, I would reinforce the fact that Chris Ragg and Lucas Hunt have done a fabulous, fabulous job. And you should congratulate them both. At any rate, I'm Margaret Hayes, and I'm pleased to be here. Quiet in the back of the room.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not get this woman irate tonight. Not your best move.
It's a lovely evening. It is not raining. I'm privileged to be chosen as an honoree, especially at this event whose purpose and very reason for being is so critical to so many in this room. I'm thankful indeed to my friends and colleagues who are here tonight and who have supported me at the event with tickets, contributions, and ads. A special thanks to the Grinberg family for their generosity. Please join me in a heartfelt gratitude to Maria and Kenneth Fischel for hosting the event, and my distinguished colleagues. Glenn Miles, Gabriel Cluther, Bobby Lloyd, Shep Gordon, and a special note to Erica Feinberg, who did so much to bring us together in this effort. The effort that is so vital in terms of creating the right atmosphere to work towards research funding for the prevention and treatment and cure of cancer. Now, special applause, not that we have not done this before tonight, to Samuel Waxman, doctor, professor, and author, and founder of the Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation, which, as you know from Chris, has provided from $90 to $100 million so far, 200 researchers all over the globe. But what is especially cogent is the fact that the initiative that he is embarking on, which focuses on a lot of the people in this room, since there are not too many millennials here tonight, is cancer and aging. Two-thirds of the cancer victims today are of the senior population. And unacceptably, there is very, very small amount, modest amount of research funds given to this research. And to reinforce Dr. Waxman's appeal, this is what we're looking at the future. How do we reinforce genetic research, et cetera, that helps cancer and aging, helps to determine the proper therapies, the proper treatment, the proper outcome. So as a cancer survivor myself, I am incredibly and meaningfully reassured by this effort, and I encourage all of you to take some action tonight to support him. Thank you. Have a good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Margaret Hayes. If you have visited Magnolia Bakery Shops around the city this past week, you've noticed they have had a very special cupcake. And we can't thank them enough for that, because obviously it meant so much to the Research Foundation. I would like you to put your hands together for Bobby Lloyd, representing the Magnolia Bakery.
Hi, Good evening. What a beautiful evening. We've been lucky enough that the rain did stop. As a restaurant girl, I want to say first that the food is amazing tonight. If you haven't tried everything, you should make sure you get around and thank all the chefs and the staff that's working, especially my lovely staff. So, as mentioned, we had a fantastic cupcake. I am lucky because I get to make sweets for a living. And at Magnolia this week, we created a cupcake specifically for this event that the proceeds will go to the foundation. So I'm also a lucky girl because I have my parents. Both of my parents are cancer survivors. My mother most recently, my father for almost 20 years. And if it were not for cancer research, and he had prostate cancer, he was able to be part of a study that allowed him to be alive. Here we are, almost 20 years later. So thank you very much. I'm excited to be a part of this. I'm very grateful for my friends and family who contributed this evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bobby, and thank you very much to everybody at Magnolia Bakery. Next up, we'd like to introduce the owner and executive chef out there who is just one of the best, Michelin rated. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Gabriel Kreuter.
Thank you very much. I just want to thank all of you for being here tonight, and I want to thank all the chefs, all my fellow chefs that are running stations here for their contribution. I think this is a beautiful evening, beautiful weather, and I hope that the Samuel Waxman Foundation will raise a lot of money tonight for a noble cause. I myself lost my father at a very young age. I was 16 years old when he passed away. And since then, the word that haunts me almost, not daily, but at least once a week, is that threatening word of cancer. And I hope that all of you here tonight are never gonna have to deal with cancer and fend off that horrible disease. And I wish all the best, and all the best to the Samuel Waxman Foundation to really figure out a way to make things better for the cancer patient, and also hopefully one day figure out a path to a cure, and I hope that that day will come soon. And with that, I want to thank the Samuel Waxman Foundation and all of you. Thanks.
Thank you, Chef Kreuter. And now we would like to welcome to the stage a man who knows all about glitz and glamour and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, talent manager, Hollywood film agent, and author, put your hands together for Shep Gordon.
Aloha. As a colon cancer survivor, I am really happy to be here tonight. First, to be alive, and second, to support this foundation. Thank you, Mrs. Weitzman and Dr. Weitzman, for the great work you do. My hope is that in a short period of time, you won't have to do this anymore, because we'll have a cure. And thank you all.
Thank you, Shep. And we know Shep is a good talent manager, because when he was introduced to me before the event began tonight, he said, "Chris, you have no talent." And I said, "This man knows what he's talking about." So Shep, thank you very much. Last but certainly not least, Chairman and CEO of First Wall Street Capital. Before we bring out Mr. Miles here, a quick thank you for underwriting all of our entertainment tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Glenn Miles.
Yay!
It's an honor to be here and to be honored, mainly because of the collaboration that's gone on. They say behind every successful man is a exhausted woman. And the merit here is that she continues to collaborate with her great husband in finding cures. And I know it's not always easy to collaborate, for sure. As I was leaving the house, my wife reminded me that I'd be the last to talk, and that everybody would have their eye either on the door or desserts, so I should be brief. I'm a cancer survivor 3 times. I've got dear friends who are good enough to be here with me tonight, who too have had their goings on with cancer and have survived. The work for seniors and how the aging wind up with more cancer is incredibly important, as is the concept of treating cancer without being toxic to both the youth and the elderly. So I applaud the collaboration that's gone on with Sam and the foundation for all these years, the dedication and his ability to stick to it. And I thank you for the work that you've been doing to help save lives. So thank you everybody for being here tonight.
Glenn, thank you. Glenn Miles, everyone. A nice big round of applause for all of our honorees tonight, all well-deserving. And we're so happy they were all with us tonight. Is everybody ready for the entertainment portion of the evening? First on the stage, a lovely, a beautiful young woman, a pop singer, songwriter, and musician from New York City. She was discovered and developed by someone you may have heard of, Beyoncé. She's toured with Charlie Puth, opened for Beyoncé internationally on the historic Formation World Tour. She's performed at the U.S. Open and Arthur Ashe Kids Day. And we are fortunate enough to have her with us here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause for Sophie Bean.